Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl, so let me ask you this. What's the latest on the camp? What's going on there?
It's kind of a Mike Vrabel love fest.
Ah. Fill us in. What, I mean, as far as questions being asked or the responses that we're getting from the Browns?
All of the above. I mean, it really is. It's what it's been. What a great time it was to have him here last year, his influence on the coaching staff as well as the players and all that. And listen, there might be some gamesmanship here too, right? But if you listen to what Vrabel has said coming out of New England as well, it's the mutual admiration society right now that's going on. So a lot of that today, as well as, of course, Tommy Rees and fielding questions about the quarterback situation. Shocking, I know, a Thursday Browns offensive coordinator having answered about a dozen questions about the quarterback situation, but the tradition continues.
Can you shed any light on this? I would assume that Kevin Stefanski thought it was an opportunity, and so he made a phone call, and Mike Vrabel ends up in Cleveland and works for a year. Is that the way it went down?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as Kevin said, because he was asked this week, you know, what gave you the confidence to do something like that,
exactly.
Especially, considering Mike might have taken your job or whatever. And Kevin, I think it was on Monday Zoom, as a matter of fact, when Kevin said, hey, you know, I implicitly trust Mike. We're good friends and things like that. So, but look, I mean, Vrabel bounced around a little bit. He coached, helped coach tight ends. Ended up coaching the offensive line starting at the end of September through the rest of the season. We saw that, which was interesting, I think, is how I will phrase that. But, I mean, his presence in the building and what he was able to help them with last year, it feels like it's still felt today, even though he's the head coach of the New England Patriots, and they got to find a way to beat him, Drake May, his run defense, and all those type of things.
Do you think it's too big of a story that we sit here and we talk about, oh, well, Vrabel knows everything about the Browns. Well, do the Browns know everything about Vrabel? To me, I think that's going to be – it has been and will continue to be the most overblown story of the week.
Well, I mean, you heard Kevin Stefanski say yesterday that it's not like they exchanged trade secrets, which they probably did. And Kevin said, hey, I learned just as much about him as he did about me. So I think the pendulum there swings both ways there, Andy.
Sure.
So riddle me this one, my friend. We have Jerry Jeudy, and then there honestly are three guys who I want to see more of. Malachi Corley, Jamari Thrash, Isaiah Bond. Make it four. Cedric Tillman when he's good to go. How do you get exposure to get a good look at these guys while running, at least last game, a little bit of a conservative game plan? I would love to see these guys more involved, Daryl. But you can't force feed the football to these young wide receivers.
Well, and that's what Kevin was talking about yesterday, right? There's a difference between smart and aggressive,
yep,
and conservative as well. And I think they've been trying to bounce. Look, to be fair, last week's campaign had to be run heavy, aggressive, conservative because of the weather.
And it worked.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And Tommy Reese even said today, because he was asked, hey, you know, what's it going to take for us to see, I don't know, a couple of explosives in the offense? And he quipped, a dry day would help. But they've had dry days. Look, I understand London. Okay. First start. Don't want to put too much on the kids play or whatever. I just kind of feel like this is the week to just open it up. And if he throws some in, and as we talked about yesterday, if Dylan Gabriel throws some interceptions, he throws some interceptions. I want to see what he can do being aggressive. Right.
I do too.
Yeah, and Reese noted, hey, in the preseason, we saw it, right? We saw him throw down the field in the preseason a little bit. Mm-hmm. We saw him try to do it in training camp as well. And as Reese said, he's not shy about doing it. Well, okay, fine. If he's not shy about doing it, then I don't know. Can I see it, please? Because I don't want to hear about it. I want to look at it. So I'm really hoping. And look, I mean, New England's defense struggles a little bit against the pass. So I feel like this is the week to really give Dylan the opportunity to let it fly a little bit here.
Yeah, and just last question then, to who? Like, how does he open this thing up? That's the problem. And is David Njoku back this week, even if he doesn't have a chance to fly all the way down the down the field?
Not details, Andy. Come on.
I'm sorry, man. I was asking. I'm asking too much. Because I want to see what you want to see. And I got to be honest. Daryl, I don't think – I mean, you're not all on board with him. But yet I hear a tinge of optimism that if you were ever going to do this and let him just – kind of grow on his own, this is the week to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, just because I'm not sold on him doesn't mean I'm not going to be fair and give him an opportunity to show that he can do it.
You just said it, Daryl. In fact, you just said that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you said, you know, let's see what he can turn him loose a little bit.
Yeah, let's see, given the opportunity. Now, also, too, hopefully when Isaiah Bond gets the football thrown in his direction, he's actually looking for it. Right? That would be helpful.
Daryl, come
that's
on,
a
man.
Bonus, yes.
Come on.
And you know, some of these other young guys. As far as David Njoku, we don't know yet. We'll know more. Friday, good sign. He did practice yesterday. I'm expecting he's going to practice today. He was pretty jolly last week in the locker room. Did not seem like he was dealing with something super serious that was going to keep him out for an extended period of time. In fact, he joked and said, hey, look at me. I'm, you know, walking around here. So we'll know tomorrow as far as David's status goes. But if they can get him back, that's a big deal. My other issue is throw the ball to Harold Fannin Jr. more, please. Like, the guy shows you he can make plays. We've seen first halves where he'll get, you know, four or five targets, and then the second half they stop throwing him the ball. So hopefully they keep feeding Harold Fannin, because he's shown you he can make plays, and he's also going to get you those yards after the catch. It was Andrew Brandt does his angry runs. We've seen David Njoku on that segment. I think there's a chance we're going to see Harold Fannin on that segment at some point too, because he's just that aggressive when he's lower in the pads trying to get those yards after the catch.
Sounds good. Daryl, I know you have more work to do. We'll be catching up with you later on the shows. And, of course, we love seeing your stuff on YouTube and Brownie Bites immediately following the game. Thank you very much, Daryl Ryder.
You bet, guys.
See you, D. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.